Hi, everybody. This is our Creation Lightship program, and we're here. This is February 3rd, 2016, so let's do a clearing here for the date. Releasing that energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll do the word February and clear that for the 3rd, 2016. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And if you have a situation happening, let's clear that from you. Here we go. Think of that situation. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. So here we go. Bringing peace energy to your room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we'll get our co-host on. So are you out there, Michelle, in BBS land?
I am out here. It's great in BBS land. I'm loving it. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Wednesday night show. Hopefully we can answer some questions that you have. We're going to be talking about the pin removal call and the Saturday call and the Sunday call, and also probably we'll talk a little bit about the upcoming expo just to make sure people have the details on all of those things. So, Ron, I wanted to start out. First, we have an email about the weather situation that occurred in the northern parts of the United States. We were expecting a storm in this area, but one of our listeners has written to us. It says, I have to share this. 1 week ago, the weather people were talking about this huge storm coming our way. So I jump on the computer and run 500 timeline crashes on a winter storm, then ran 200 more upside down, plus ran earth protection, gray skies, and environmental imbalance for days. The blizzard was all around my area. We got 3 to 4 inches of snow. Last week, they were calling for 18 inches. Okay, and then it says, yeah, go on.
Yeah, that's a lot, 18 inches. Holy moly.
Yeah, I believe it was estimated to be between 2 and 18 inches, which is, you know, quite a spread. Then it says, the funny thing about it was listening to the weatherman today complaining about the weather forecast bust. He said, I don't know what happened. I've been tracking this storm for a week. Why would everybody else get snow but us? These computer modules were, or he says, these computer models were wrong. I just don't know. So she wants to just thank you for the clearings. And I also live in the same general area, and we're doing some of the same crashes, which was really fascinating because I know people who closed entire facilities expecting something to happen. And, you know, people went home early from some workplaces, but still it was really only, you know, 3 or 4 inches. So it was nothing like they predicted. And then I said to a friend of mine, I said, well, you know, he's like, I can't figure out why we didn't get that much snow. And I was like, well, you know, Ron has these clearings on his website that can help the weather kind of balance out a little bit. He didn't really know what to say about that. But I thought it was funny. So those really work. That's what I'm thinking. And also I know in the same area, it was actually like extremely cold a couple weeks ago. And so, you know, I ran some of the environmental clearings, the free one online, and the weather did get much, much more pleasant. Because it only needs to be in the low 30s to high 20s for us to still have snow, but that's not that bad. That's not even that cold. So, and I know, Ron, you said you got some snow in the area where you are, but it melted right away. So, and then today we got a little more snow, but it was melting immediately. So, not a problem at all. Okay. So, Ron, did you want to talk about the pin call? We have the pin release call coming up on this Saturday. And I believe you said it is going to start on Saturday Pacific time, so California time at 10 a.m., and it's going to go till about 12:30, so everyone else along the country can adjust their time. The Midwest is going to be around 12. I believe the East Coast, that would be around 1. And then we are also still having the Saturday call on Saturday, so that will be after that. Pacific time, I believe that starts at 1 o'clock. So it's going to be a really big day for Ron. So just to clarify, because a few people have been writing in saying, okay, the email address after you've paid for the call, which is $30, and I believe it's just done with a donation through PayPal on Ron's website, www.creationlightship.com, and then you are to forward the receipt that you get to creationlightship@yahoo.com, and Ron can check you off. And you will probably not be receiving a verification email back. The verification email is the one after you paid, and that will give you the phone numbers, unless I'm incorrect about that, Ron.
I'll have to personally send the codes out. So once I get the email from people, then I'll just do a reply and send the codes to the people. Just put in the subject box, you know, a pin call would be fine. Pin call on the date or whatever, which will be the 6th. But as long as it says pin call on the subject place, I can see that and send you out the information. So, yeah, I'll do a sample of the pins here. Let's do pins for maybe bottom of your feet. And here we go. Work on the left foot first. 1, taking out pins. 2, so these could be little pins that you might think of like a little common pin, or they could be like spikes, you know, could be all different types of things. So here we go. It could even be hypodermic needles and things, and things to put in poison. You know, it's your guess is as good as mine, but I'm sure the aliens know more than we do, so our imaginations would be probably not even complete for what they could do to us. But here we go, taking away these pins in your left foot, bottom of your foot. So not even, you know, they normally go all the way through it. But here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Now we'll do the right foot here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Okay, we'll see if we get any responses here. So, back to you, Michelle. What do you think? Do you feel anything on this one?
You know, my feet just feel good, but I remember a call a while back. I believe it was like November 30th when you specifically did some stuff with feet, and I know that people can probably still find that one on the archives, and I just basically passed out. Something good happened. I'm sure of it. It was awesome. So I think a lot was removed at that time, and I'm sure that I have other places where we're going to get them out on Saturday. So I'm looking forward to it. Okay, so let's see here if I have an email about it, because I just got a couple. What do these say? It says, oh, it's a comment about the storm. It says, snow on East Coast. One place a few days ago or a week or so, they got 44 inches in one storm, so the Weather Channel said. I didn't know that. That's interesting. 44 inches, that's quite a bit. And the pin call. Okay, so we have people writing in saying that they have not received the codes yet, but I know that, Ron, you're going to take care of that probably all in one swoop in a few days. So we still have quite a bit of time yet to get a reply from Ron. So just keep sending in your receipts, and he'll get that back to you. Okay, Ron, so we have a question about the Prosperity Jumpstart Healing Package. Somebody bought that, and as you may know, that one will last for 3 months. And so what they're wondering is, can they use all the healings that are offered in that one as much as they want for 3 months? Or do they have to buy the unlimited after they use it once?
No, no, they can use it for 3 months. That's what it's designed for. And then after that, you'd want to get the unlimited of each one of those clearings.
Yeah. But you can use them to your heart's desire for 3 months. So that's probably going to get a lot of stuff off of somebody.
Yeah, that's why I made it so for the longer time with those clearings, so that if you are having difficulties with something, you'd be able to maybe nip it in the bud completely. So that should be long enough to, you know, to help yourself out, I would think. And then if you need to, you know, you like one of those clearings that's on there, then just go in and pay for the unlimited version of that one clearing. And that's the way that works. So back to you.
Yeah, great. So then once we buy them in a bundle, that has done the whole life clearing. So then if we want a specific one after that, we feel it might benefit us, then we can just pay the $50 for unlimited, and then we can use that forever, which is awesome. Okay, so someone is requesting a specific body part for the conference call for the pin removal. Is that necessary, Ron, for a specific list, or are you just going to cover what you think we need?
Well, I'll have everybody input themselves with what they need to have released. I'll do some areas probably, but basically, you know, if you have a condition in your body, then you would want to go, you know, and mention it. So it's going to be something that you can, you know, connect with as far as an interactive clearing. So, yes, you know, like if you're, we'll just say that you have a knee problem and you've had a knee problem for a long time, or your back hurts or something, then you may want to request healing of getting pins out for that amount of time, you know, maybe for an hour or so. And, you know, every call is a little different. And I won't know how it's going to work until we actually get on live, because everything for me is in the moment. But that's what how I intended it to be, is for you to basically input probably maybe 80% of the time what your problem is. But you know what's wrong with your body, and we'll take pins out. And the other 20% of the time, I'll probably maybe work on different areas that would be, you know, more general, and everybody could have a concern there. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, so this listener was specifically saying that they would like to have their left knee worked on, but for somebody else maybe, what do you think would be the criteria in which they would choose what body part? Would they be experiencing stiffness, or would they just pain, or what would they? How would they know that's the part that they need to be worked on?
Well, what I'd probably do is look at your whole lifetime and see what areas in your body seems to get hurt the most, or what situations you've had. Maybe you had a car accident, you know, when you were, you know, 21 or something, and maybe you still have conditions from that, some pain or something, or something happened in your childhood. Well, that's probably where you want to concentrate this on, because maybe that's an area that the aliens are attaching to you all the time, and maybe they put pins there. So that's what you want to do, is just kind of input what's going on. And you can't tell the light beings to fix me, because that doesn't mean anything. You need to look at a specific location in your body and have it work with. So back to you, like, you know, I'll probably be doing naturally heart and lungs. Everybody has that, and kidneys, and, you know, liver, you know, maybe stomach, intestines, circulation. But, you know, it's up to you. After that, what you want to work on. Everybody has different issues. So back to you.
So, yeah, so as far as you know, not that you may or may not know, but do you think that the purpose of the pins, as far as like what the aliens are thinking, hey, we need to put a pin in this person because they're emanating a lot of pain from this particular spot, so let's tap into that. And we'll use a pin in order to get that energy. Is that their purpose?
Yeah, in a sense, if you think of some of those old movies, you know, that you've probably seen on TV where, you know, a lot of them are black and white that I can remember, you know, you have like this, witch doctor or something, you know, and they get a, have shrunken heads and stuff, and then they do things and they poke pins and stuff, you know, into people, into their objects or whatever they have. They're representing a person, and from there, the person now thinks it's a backache or whatever, or drops over dead. That's sort of kind of a take up what the aliens are doing. And these pins could also be on different timelines. So, you know, maybe we take pins out from one given timeline that we know nothing about, but it's, they get released, and then all of a sudden another one could come in that maybe they did pins with you, you know, 10 years later on another timeline because they recognize the first one, so now we can work on the other timeline. But I won't get into the timelines on the call. We'll just start releasing pins. So you could have multiple timelines with multiple alien races connecting the pins to you, taking away your energy, giving you poison there or whatever, because they know that they're getting benefit out of it. And so, you know, as you start releasing these pins, you could be across multiple timelines having them released. And we'll just see how the call works for people. So far, it's been pretty successful on the eight-hour call that we've done with the pins. So back to you.
Yeah, I know. I have had amazingly good reactions, especially when you first started doing it. It was very noticeable to me. And, yeah, subsequent calls, it has been very good. And we do have a response to the foot pin removal. A listener is saying they felt the energy through a tingle on the feet, and they are able to walk lighter and swifter. And actually, my feet are feeling awesome now as well. And they also say pin removal for the weaker areas of the body where healing is needed and a condition exists that steals life force energy. So they feel that the same thing is happening, that they're just using it as a means to tap into that energy and, oh, basically make things worse for you. So let's get rid of those pins on Saturday. I'm looking forward to it. Okay, so a listener has a question, and I know that you've discussed this before. It's basically, what are the repercussions to our soul if a person were to commit suicide? Do you want to talk about that, Ron?
No, I don't want to talk about that, no.
Okay, no problem. I think if the person wants to know, there is an old show where it's discussed. Okay. All right. So let's see here. We're getting some good emails, people. Thank you so much for sending them in. All right. Let me just see. We got a few new ones here. Okay. Someone is asking for a sore throat sample clearing.
Okay, well, sore throats, typically, you know, if you have a sore throat and you have pain there, I would suggest, you know, entities first, because, you know, you're looking at pain, so you're, you know, having a sore throat means that, changing the word, you have a throat that has pain in it. So here we go. From there, it could have other problems, you know, maybe infections causing the pain or swelling, but basically pain, so... Why could you have more pain than normal? It's because entities could come in and they give you their pain. So sometimes when I do, you know, clearings with entities, the pain leaves. Normally you would think, well, let's do a clearing on the body because, you know, there's an infection or this, that, or the other. But it's really the entities causing it. Once you get rid of the entities, you might be perfectly fine. If your body already got healed, but the entities are in there, you know, for maybe a couple of weeks or so, they felt the pain at first. Your body may have healed itself, but they're still hanging in there, giving you their pain. They're living off of the pain. So here we go, entity clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And this is the basic reason why you need to have your whole lifetime entity clearing done, and then also get the unlimited version after you do your whole lifetime so you can enter into that, because entities do body hop. Body hop through relatives, through people, you know, they're all over the place. So, back to you.
Yeah, actually, one of our listeners wrote something recently. They said, I'm not sure if I'll be able to find it, but here it is. They mentioned that a woman had bumped into them at the store, and then they were wondering if that woman had taken away a spirit that was unwelcome to them. And I guess, is that possible?
Oh, yeah, it is possible. Yeah, maybe that, well, let's just say that, let's take this little sci-fi scenario. So you have, we'll say, a woman in the store that has a entity that's a male that's hitchhiking, looking around, maybe out of their eyes or just looking around in the invisible realm. And all of a sudden, that entity now sees, we'll say that they were living in 1850. And so now you're in the store, you just walked in, and that person's already in the store, and somehow you have an entity that was a female that was maybe the wife or girlfriend of that male entity in 1850. So you happen to walk in, and they go, wow, we need to come into these, you know, into the same body. And so all of a sudden, you know, the two bodies are now being moved by the entities. They bump into each other, and this entity that may have been in you, that we'll say was a female, hopped out, and now they're living now inside this other person, this other female person with the male and female entity. That does happen. But what gets to be even worse is everybody, the old scenario of a one-night stand, you know. You go out to a bar and then you pick up somebody or they pick up you or something, and voila, you know, after the night's over with, the female is pregnant now, okay? And then that female now has a entity child because the two entities got together and used the bodies to create another one. So, and I imagine a lot of people on this planet are actually entity children, okay? So anyway, that's another way of looking at it, and that's what happens. You know, entities know each other. So, back to you.
Yeah, I believe it. Because sometimes you meet somebody and you instantly like them or you instantly don't like them. And there's no reason for it. You just met the person. So maybe it's like a memory or it's the entity is like recognizing something. That is fascinating. So we have a reminder.
If you look at young children, you know, young children are pretty aware. And, you know, like the old scenario, you know, maybe you have a get-together with relatives and, you know, the little child, maybe it's a couple years old, maybe 3 years of age, and it's going over to all the different relatives and, you know, playing with them or doing something, you know, and then looks over and sees Uncle Fred, and it goes, I don't want to go there, and Uncle Fred wants to pick the baby up and starts crying and screaming and everything else. Does it see something in Uncle Fred, you know? So, you know, you got to realize that what's the child seeing, you know? Normally you just shake it off like, oh, you know, he was like a stranger to her or something or him, and or maybe that he got pinched or she got pinched as, you know, Uncle Fred picked the child up or did something. Well, no, the kid's probably going, oh, boy, if you only saw what I saw in this guy, maybe he's full of octopus energies, you know, or an entity that, you know, used to spank, you know, the child, you know, and maybe an entity's in the child and doesn't like the entity, you know, in Uncle Fred. So if you start looking at this stuff, you realize why you don't maybe like some people. And then you can always, you know, if you, you know, are a little more aware, you can always or sometimes see anyway, you know, aliens living in people. And you look at things happening on TV and you go, wow, that thing's an alien. So, and they shapeshift and stuff. And most people, they may not see it, but you could recognize it. Maybe you kind of like a blurry vision or something, and you go, man, I see an octopus tentacle hanging out of the guy's head or something. What's going on here, you know? And then it goes away. You only saw it for a split second. But, you know, you're aware and you know. So, anyway, back to you.
Is it possible to run that not only, okay, so all races of all people have alien DNA physically, and there could be like an alien kind of living in a person. And is it possible too that a normal looking person on a daily basis could have like more alien DNA, that they have the attributes of that race like strongly in them, or do you think it is just a shapeshifter that's in them?
It could be both. And I think a lot of the racial tension, we'll use that term, is because there either could be entities in those people, like in the other people, and or it could be something where you have two alien races not liking each other.
Hmm.
So, back to you.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay, so in case people are not sure of the dates for the special calls this month, somebody wrote in and let us know the time. So Saturday, this Saturday coming up, February 6th, that's going to be the first Saturday call. It's going to be the 4 hours, and that's after the pin call. And then the next three Sundays are going to be the 8-hour calls, and those dates are the 7th, the 14th, and the 28th. Thank you very much, listener, for writing that in and just letting us know that those are the exact dates. Okay. And let me just go back to the emails here and see. So somebody has written in that there is somebody named Tori Smith who has a YouTube report. I've never heard of the person, but he reports about various extraterrestrial races that are arresting the evil ones and moving them off the planet. I don't know, Ron, do you have anything to say about that?
I really can't comment on that. I don't have the knowledge that he's talking about. So I know that's been done in the past. Remember, you don't want to look too close at this stuff because you might find yourself, you know, in bad shape as you start investigating more of the alien stuff out there. So, but I would say that probably up to now, well, I can say a month ago, there's about 5,000 people taken off planet. And either they were terminated by alien groups that didn't like them here, or put in concentration camp as they were trying to leave, you know, for either Mars or the moon. So that happened mainly a lot last year, I believe, sometime. It was one of the major cleanups. How many more they're getting now, I don't have that intel. So I'm sure it's probably still going on. So that's kind of what's happening. But I don't know how many more, you know, and who is actually, I don't know the races that were doing it. I saw one of the races that looked like dinosaurs, and another one looked like some kind of extinct bird alien race. And so they probably had problems with these people or these races that were here that made their race extinct here. I do know that the alien races, that whatever we could call them, dinosaurs in a sense, I may not be politically correct, but those races do not want to have any more usage, major use, I should say, of petroleum products. Now, I don't know what that's going to happen to plastic or not, but they don't want really to have stuff going on with vehicles that are running on petroleum. And so they may have a technology that they could bring in here, possibly. I don't know. People talk about stuff that's here that's, hasn't been brought out into the open yet because people didn't want to get killed. to bring something out that would, you know, buck that petroleum business. But these races don't want to use petroleum here. It's killing the spirits that's left in that organism that they bring up out of the ground. That's what's happening. So they don't want to have it happen any longer. So back to you.
Okay. Well, all right. Thank you. That was a very interesting little tour you took us on with some more information. Okay, so another listener has written in about our comments that we were just making. It says, my niece was like that 41 years ago. She knew us. She did not want to go to each of her aunts or her mom or her dad or her grandparents to hand her over. She would cry each time she got handed off, and now she prays in the churches. So she must have had some entities in her or something, starting very young. Can babies have entities?
Yeah, any life form can have an entity. Even they can come into animals and things, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever they wish to come into, they can. I would imagine more so they'd probably come into people because you have more life force energy, but entities can come into dogs and cats. That's, you know, everybody who has a dog or cat. If you probably notice sometime during having those animals, they might turn on you once or twice or try to bite you for no reason whatsoever. That's because an entity would come in and try to scratch you or something, you know, would come in and do that. So that's sort of what happens, you know, with pets and animals. So back to you.
Yeah, well, I guess that's like their form of communication sometimes. So, and I know that you've said that entities can come in you if you're angry. So if they have an angry pet, then that's how they would carry that out. Okay, one of our listeners is wondering, can pins cause numbness?
Well, I guess they could cause anything. Remember, those pins could be used to inject you with poison. Let's just say that you have pins in your body. Let's say you have 100 of them, and you have a problem with your shoulder. And, you know, your shoulder is basically pretty good until maybe you bump it or you put pressure on it, and then all of a sudden you feel your shoulder hurting. So that could be that physical poison and or energetic poison, and it's working with one of your energetic bodies, and you're being poisoned by it. And you could have had it happen for a long time, not knowing why it's there. So if you have any place in your body that's sensitive, very possibly it could be from these energetic pins where the aliens have it infected and are giving you poison. So back to you.
Yeah, so they could be causing anything, plus they could put the pins right on your nerves. Or whatever is controlling your nerves, which would typically be the spine. Okay, so one of our listeners is wondering about a suggestion for particular healing, and they say that the issue is that they find themselves getting angry every time they're asked to do something. They feel they're possibly being controlled, and what would you recommend?
Well, the first thing would probably be, you know, you have to find out, is it internal or external? Okay? So is this in your genetics coming forward in you, or is it a program that the aliens put into you, which is external? So you need to figure out where it's coming from. You know, first, if you're dealing with anger, is that what it is? So then, have you done your anger body clearing yet? You know, if you're asking this question, remember the answer is in the question. So have you done your emotional body clearing, your whole lifetime one? You know, have you done a mind loop one clearing because it keeps coming up? Have you done your barcode clearing, the one that keeps recycling on you, causing problems? You know, have you done an anger clearing? A lifetime anger clearing. So that's where you begin at. So that stuff, normally that would be, you know, working internally, which is what you have with you. And then you may want to look at, if it's external, are the aliens doing it to you? Then, you know, do a few of those alien clearings that are free. Do the $30 a month alien attack clearing. But first do the stuff that would be internal to you and do those clearings. And then if it still occurs, then do the unlimited versions on them and just see if it's happening that way. So what's triggering you? Maybe it's an emotional problem. Maybe, you know, you have a short fuse or something. You know, I don't know. But you got to look at what's internal first, making you get upset. And then maybe it goes deeper. Maybe you're dealing with something that happens at a given time during the day. You know, maybe it happens at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's when this stuff kind of happens. Maybe you got some past life thing going on. Did you inherit that from your parents? You know, so there's a lot going on that you need to really look at to figure out where it's coming from. So it's up to you to be proactive and to use the website to help you and to start looking at your situations. Ask your friends why they think you're being triggered. So back to you.
Yeah, I have to say I'm a proponent of the anger body clearing, even if you may not think you need it, because it was really great. I did it, and that can attract entities, so that can just make it worse, even if you don't actually feel angry. So that's a really good one. And, I guess it could be many things.
Yeah, and you could be on a many, many timelines. Maybe this started when you were 10 years of age, you know, and you're carrying it through now as a pattern because you're out on all those timelines of being 10 years old, and they keep copying and pasting them. So you just need to kind of reevaluate where it's stemming from. And then, you know, if you are out on timelines, then you need to clear those. So, you know, you have to do some work on yourself. Find out what's causing it. But the timelines will cause it. But you got to figure out, you know, when they happen and if they are being copied and pasted. So it's not as simple as it sounds because there's so much going on. If it would be simple, then you could probably be fixed, you know, in a couple of hours. But it's not that easy. And especially with entities. Once you get angry about all the entities with you, and they may just go to sleep until your buttons get pushed the second, third, fifth time or something, they come out instantly, and now you're on a roller coaster ride on timelines with entities controlling you. So the whole thing is to become peaceful. Keep doing the mind to heart drop so you're at peace, so you're not being controlled by things that's either internally or externally to you. That's what all these programs are about, is for you to find peace. You need to do clearings to get rid of the stuff, the contamination, so you can find peace. Otherwise, you're never going to find it. So back to you, and you want to be in the present moment. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you, Ron. And somebody wants to know, how do you know if body pain is caused by entities or not?
You don't know. You don't remember the answers on the question. So first do, maybe, you know, if you have pain, then maybe do a, you know, first do an entity clearing. Get the whole lifetime one because they may have come into you when you're younger, you know, and they're living with you. You're their host. And so do that, do the whole lifetime one and just see how it works. And then, you know, maybe go into timeline crashing on it also. So you're not going to know until you do the clearings and to see if you feel better. It's up to you to figure out what your problems are with your life. You have to be proactive and use the website to clean yourself out. And you can't mentally think about cleaning it out, but it's not going to work. You need to do the clearings. That's your dedication to your own life. Back to you.
Yeah, so the only like benefit to thinking, although we don't want to necessarily be thinking all the time, but is to just basically figure out what may have caused that so you can, you know, figure out what you're going to need to do in order to take a step back. But, yeah, I see a lot of people, they think, oh, if I dwell on this and I worry about it and I pray about it and I think more and more, I'll somehow make it go away. And, you know, that's the main thing I've learned with your work, Ron, is no, you can't think your way out of whatever problem you are experiencing. You're more than likely going to make it worse by continually dwelling on it. So, all right. So, let me see. A listener has written in, can you retrieve lost parts of a human or alien spirit? I think they're wondering if you in particular can retrieve that.
I've answered that question on another show. Typically, you know, if the darkness has it and it's hidden someplace, there's no way to even find it. So, you know, you can't dwell upon what you don't have, and you can't dwell upon what you lost, and you can't dwell upon because you were maybe taking drugs for 5 years or an alcoholic and you lost maybe half of your spirit energy. You know, that's just what happens. So, you know, the fact that you sacrificed your spirit for taking drugs or something, if that's the case, you know, that's what happened. What you have to do is move on from that standpoint of having lost it by sabotaging it and, you know, move on from here. You still have energy with you. That's what you want to protect, what you have. You can't worry about what you don't have. And is the light ever going to find it? Well, probably not. Maybe, but probably not. But, you know, why worry about that? But you got to protect what you have. Have to protect your physical body. Don't go out of your body. That way you can protect it. Go out of your body, and then your spirit now can be stolen and taken from you. That's why astral projection is so bad, because you go out of your body, you don't know if you're going to be coming back here. So maybe you do astral project. Maybe you've done it 500 times and you enjoy it. Well, how do you know you're coming back the next time you do it? Because you have a nice track record doesn't mean that you're going to come back this time. And that's the same with meditation. If you look at people who've meditated for a long time over the years, their eyes are always glossed over. You know, why is that? You know, if you look at some of the Eastern Indian gurus, you know, just get their pictures up, maybe on the internet. How do their eyes look? For me, most of them look very, very scary. Who's looking at you? They're all glossed over. It's like an alcoholic's eyes, so you got to look at it. Are they crystal clear and bright? No, they're not. And why aren't they? Because they've taken their spirit away from their body. And typically, it could be through meditation. So, you know, it's up to you. It's your choice. How you, you know, do your spiritual practices. And most spiritual practices are going to take you down the rat hole and you never come out again. So back to you. And you get implants, abductions, and everything else going on. And it may have been fun once, but then the aliens have you. So back to you.
Yeah, it kind of goes back to, like, if you go back to even the teachings of Jesus, he never talks about meditation. Which, if you listen to somebody from India, you would think, well, how come this guy didn't talk about it? You know, he never talked about it. But if you've ever done meditation, you know, it's really just a trip in your head. And they say the goal is to stop the mind chatter, but you can't do anything other than constantly have mind chatter. And then they say, oh, well, no, the goal is, you know, eventually you'll reach samadhi, which really means you've been fully abducted and you're gone, probably. So, and that's probably a very interesting trip, but it's all about the mind. So thank you, Ron, for teaching us the value of
being in our hearts where all the wisdom really is.
So, yep, mind heart. Yep, 15, 20 seconds, you're in your heart, and everything else, you can say, I don't want to do that anymore. And then you're in your body, and you're conscious. Physically conscious, you can walk around, and you can be in the present moment and live life. So back to you. This is why you're living death, basically.
Yeah. Well, I know people that, you know, before I discovered you, would meditate for pretty much the better part of an entire day. Like, who can even afford to do that? You can't have a family. You can't have a job. So, you know, the mind-to-heart drop allows you to actually live a life. It's awesome. So, okay. All right, somebody has written in. It's a testimonial for the pin removal call last Saturday. It said, I felt a post-nasal drip instantly, more like a river run. I could not breathe for a minute as it was released. And wanted to say a clone conference call a while back was my first pin release. I felt this huge thing like a crochet needle's release under my shoulder blades. And then it goes on to say, I was glad to hear you explain about how heavy they are and large, because in my mind I thought of pins being the size of sewing needles. So thank you very much, Ron, always in gratitude, a listener. So thank you very much for that. Yeah, I got the same thing. I thought, oh, they're just tiny. But then a couple that you've removed were like, whoa, something major just happened.
Yeah, and what if the pins are like crochet needles, you know, or even like sewing needles, but they have put strings between them. And as the needle goes into your body, they pull the string tight, and you wonder why you get a cramp or something off and on in your body, or a pinched nerve or something. It's because of that, you know. So there's a lot that is there. I haven't, maybe sometime in the future, before the year's out, I might do a call. I don't know, I might do a call about anal probes. You've heard about those, I'm sure. That's one of the kind of jokes people talk about, but those are real. I might do a call for, sexual organs where the aliens have messed with people or taken their eggs or sperm, and that would actually be going to those timelines and getting rid of the aliens that have strapped you to the table, and then they did their stuff on you. So I might do that this year. I just don't know yet. So we'll see, but you know, it'll be stuff that'll be more of the, stuff that nobody wants to talk about typically that happens all the time. So anyway, and I've seen all this stuff, so I just don't want to bring it out to really freak people out too much. But, somebody could have a, some type of infection, we'll say. Or maybe an STD or something that they can't get rid of, then it's from the aliens, you know? So anyway, we'll see what happens with that. I don't know how that's going to come about, but we'll see. So back to you.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea to me, Ron. I would love to attend that call. All right, so one of our listeners has written in to remind us that you announced that there's a deadline for sending in your photos for the light infusion chamber that Ron is going to be putting up at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles. And the deadline is February 15th. And that you have offered with a $100 donation, if you want, that would be just putting it in at that particular expo. But Ron actually does three throughout the year. And Ron has offered, if you want to do all three expos, the cost would be $200, which is a $100 discount, and then your photo would be in there all three times. So that would be, I think there's a Los Angeles, there's a Northern California one, and then is that the New York one as well?
Yeah, they're basically about a month apart. So the first one will be, the third week in February here. That'll be in Los Angeles. The next expo, I think, is 1 month away in March. That'll be in New York. So I think that's the third week in March. And that'll be at the Hotel Pennsylvania across from Penn Station. And then the last one will be the end of March, April. So it'll be like April 1st is one of the days. I think that's a Sunday. And that will be in San Mateo, which is, you know, close to San Francisco, we'll say, so Northern California. And I think it's at the San Mateo Convention Center, if I'm not mistaken. So anyway, we have three basically back-to-back expos coming up here. And then we'll have one near the end of the year, sometime in October, which will be back in New York also. So back to you.
That's right. And the great thing about these, I know the one, well, all of them really, but in San Francisco, I believe if you, you know, were to fly into the airport, there is a way to have either bus or land transportation right to the conference center. And I'm sure there is plenty of ways to get to the New York one because they have great systems there as well. So
the one in San Mateo has a Whole Foods store, maybe I'll just say a mile or so, a couple miles maybe away from where the expo is. So it's real close. So if you are worried about food or something, you know, there is a Whole Foods there. But anyway, back to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, because I know people like to have good food. I love Whole Foods, so. Okay. So the listener is also mentioning that in order to send in your donation, what they would need to do is email the photo that they want Ron to put in the light chamber and the receipt of the donation to creationlightship@yahoo.com. And it says they can sign up for entry to the exhibit area where Ron will be with the Light Infusion Chamber at the Los Angeles ConsciousLifeExpo.com. So you can buy your tickets on the ConsciousLifeExpo.com. So that's Conscious Life Expo. I know I didn't say it clearly the first two times. And you can buy, I think, I don't know how much it is, but you can buy like 3 days or a day pass. And I know we have spoken on previous shows exactly when Ron will appear, but he will always be at his booth as well. And there's a list on the website as to when Ron will be giving his talks.
Okay. I have a free workshop. I think it's 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. It's about an hour and a half long. That's a free workshop. I have a lecture, I believe, Sunday sometime. Then I have a post-expo special event on Monday, and that's going to start at 11 a.m. And anyway, hope to see people there if you can show up. It's just at the LAX Hilton, so the airport is right there, and you can take a shuttle over to, you know, if you're going to be staying at the Hilton or maybe some other place. There's other, like, Motel 6 there, I think, and maybe Days Inn or Travel Lodge or something is all within maybe a half a mile from the Hilton. Oh, and it's on Century. I think it's 5711 Century is where the Hilton is. So Let's do a clearing for pins out of your eyes. I'll do that for a minute or two. Then we'll do the mind-to-heart drop. So here you go. Pins in your eyes. Give you an idea of what we'll be doing on Saturday. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. So that's a little sample there. It's not really a sample. It's just an indication of what we're doing. We'll be doing some more on the eyes. Hard to say how many you have, but you have 500 of them, so we got rid of a few. Let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. So this you should be doing all the time yourself, unless you're a brand new person listening. and, you know, tell all your friends to do it. Tell the whole world. Peace here. Here we go. Commanding your spirit out loud to do this clearing for you. You want to take the thoughts inside of your head, the chatter, the monkey mind, all those things whispering to you in your ears or whatever, telling you what to do, to take those thoughts, drop them into your heart where they're neutralized. So here we go, dropping down. That puts you in the present moment where they can't affect you. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There you go. Remember, all of your problems typically are from being on timelines. And when you think, then you're on timelines. When you're in the present moment, you're not living consciously here on timelines. Otherwise, you're in a fabricated earth. You're in the beyondo, living on an earth that's here. So do the mind a heart drop, and the more you do it, the more peaceful you're going to be. Back to you, Michelle.
I have a real quick question. Will the pin removals that you did today work on the archives?
No, it will not.
Okay. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Okay, bye, everyone.